Moncrief on News Talk.
Well, we were talking about maybe a return to the old days of just cat videos online. And I'll tell you, the cat you want to see, a winner over the weekend. Over 100 cats took part in the GCCFI Supreme Cat Show on Sunday. But only one cat was crowned the overall winner. And it was a Maine Coon cat, and its owner is about to join us. Claudia Wagner is on the line now. Claudia, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Congratulations.
How are you?
I'm very well indeed.
Thank you very much.
What's the name
of
your cat? Much. How do you pronounce it?
Her name is Quivega.
Quivega, she's very beautiful.
Exactly.
I went online to have a look at her. Very striking cat, very beautiful eyes.
Yes, yeah, she's really the classic type, the classic Maine Coon type of brown Torby. So that's how they originally looked. I mean, you now get them in all, you know, types of colors, but the really the classical type or the classical color was the brown tabby or the brown Torby Maine Coon.
And is she a big cat?
Well, for a female, yes. So she's about 6.5 to 7 kilos. So usually females go up to 6-7 kilos. Males up to between 8 and 10 kilos. Occasionally, you get bigger examples that go up to 11 or 12 kilos. But yeah, she's quite big for a female.
How did you get into this?
Well, I've always been into cats, and I got my first Maine Coon about 10 years ago, and he's still with me. His name is Casper. He's a very beautiful cat as well, so I started showing him, and he did very well, and so obviously more cats followed Maine Coons, and then I started breeding myself, and so that's how it all went, and that's how I'm quite a frequent feature at cat shows.
And how many cats have you got now?
It always depends, you know, when you're breeding, it fluctuates between 12 and 15. But some of them are older neuters that I held on to.
You must have a big house, have you? They.
Oh yes, yeah. We have a big house and an even bigger garden. So my cats really live a cat's life. So most of the time they spend outdoors in our enclosed garden. So it's basically like a large tiger enclosure that you would find in a zoo. So it's really important when you have so many cats that you have space, because cats are solitary creatures, and they need their own spaces. Obviously, I breed for temperament, so that's really important, because a lot of cats go into multi-cat households nowadays, and you obviously want to have cats that get along with other cats. So that's obviously quite important,
right,
too.
If How you do you so breed for temperament, though? I mean, do you not just get what arrives out, no?
No. Usually, I mean, if you see that a cat isn't happy when they are young in a multi-cat household, you neuter them and rehome them to a home when where there's maybe just one cat or no cat at all.
Right.
So yeah, you definitely can influence temperament by breeding.
Okay. And tell me what's involved in the show. Is it a lot of work to prepare the cat?
Yeah, so basically, first of all, the cat needs to conform to the breed standard. So each breed has a standard of points that they are judged against. So in Maine Coons, in all kind of breeds, it's the judges look at the head, the body, the tail. And with Quivega, she obviously has the advantage that she has the full package. She's 5 years old. So Maine Coons, they mature very slowly. They are not fully grown until they are 4 years old. So she's 5 years, so she's fully matured, and she has a lovely head and a lovely body, lovely coat. And temperament, again, is very important. Quivega, she's a very extrovert cat. She loves to interact with other people, so you shouldn't really be going to a show with a timid cat. So that's really important, temperament. And then the grooming, so that's also extremely important. Judges look for that, and Maine Coons are semi-long-haired, so it's a semi-long-haired breed, so they have quite a dense coat. So it's a lot of work involved, obviously, first of all, washing them, shampooing them with various different products, then they need to be blow dried. Again, you need to have a cat with a very good temperament that's, you know, that is because when you have your average Moggy, I have, for example, two rescues. If I would put them in a shower, they'd kill me.
Right.
But right. Maine Coons, they love water, and so they're fairly easygoing cats. And
some of listeners who probably are more from the dog world, hate to mention the dog world, but they're not sure exactly how these shows, you know, are run or how the cats win. And they're asking, do the cats have to run through a Crufts-like obstacle course? Is it like a cat pageant? How does it work?
No, it's a little bit more boring. So they're all in their pens, and then the judges go from pen to pen, and then they take them out, and they are put in a trolley, and then the judges are then evaluating the cats. And then obviously there are various different classes. So you have then your best of breed, and then those cats that achieve best of breed are then judged against each other again for best variety. And then you have, like, for example, in the section two, where all of the semi-long-haired breeds are in, then the three best, so the best kitten, the best neuter, and the best adult are judged against each other, and then whoever is best there goes into the front the front row to be judged for best in show. So that's how it works.
Wow.
So it's not as exciting as dog shows.
No, it's quite a long path though. And has Quivega won shows before?
She did, yeah. She has won just in March in Laren in Northern Ireland. She won the show, and she's won other shows in Ireland. And when she was still a kitten, she was shown in the UK, so she did extremely well there. She made it to Best Maine Coon Kitten in Europe West. She's a regional winner, so she's used to winning.
Great. Does she get a reward for this, or does she get to celebrate?
Well, I don't think cats think the same way as us, you know. Obviously, she gets her treats, but I don't think she's, you know, particularly fazed now that she's won.
Right, she probably felt she deserved it all along, and it was just,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah. It all made total sense for her. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again. I'm sure she will.
Thank you very much.
Loads more to come. Lovely talking to you, Claudia Wagner, the cat breeder. And take a look at the cat online. It'll give you something to do and stop you scrolling. It'll give you a moment there of quality.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.